We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know you're in a bad place. You really are stinking it up. When a Steelers player has a temper tantrum, has a breakdown during a game, throws a helmet, is swearing at coaches to get him the ball, the captain of the team, the biggest leader, Cam Hayward, has to come over to the guy to calm him down. And fans and media and us are blaming another wide receiver for it. Diontae Johnson. It's not George Pickens' fault that he can't keep his composure or his cool. It's Diontae Johnson's fault that he drops a touchdown every week and really should have had a fumble in that game. Did Gene Steratore, I think Gene Steratore had a long night in Atlanta for the SEC championship game, got flown back to New York, and was maybe a touch hungover. Did his explanation, and it was, by the way, like CBS's seventh game.
Didn't he say in his explanation, correct me if I'm like Candy in Monroeville and I'm crazy and I heard wrong, he said what you're looking for is possession and then 1-2. Well, I saw possession 1-2.
Yeah, he goes, you're looking for possession in a football move. And that's what we have here, but it's not. I'm like, what?
The only thing I could come up with was the second step in football move simultaneous to the ball getting punched out.
I was making it
that bang bang of a play.
I was completely flummoxed by that explanation from him.
I mean, that was a throwback to the Mike Carey days when you couldn't figure out heads or tails and Mike Carey sounded like he had no idea what he was being asked to do. To me, the play where Terrell breaks it up in the end zone, I don't fault Johnson for that play, partly because I didn't think he had a very good chance to make the catch. Terrell had good coverage and the ball was a tick underthrown. I will say this.
Yeah, but he's an $18 million a year receiver, Chris.
I have more of an issue. Here's the thing, and I can already feel how this segment's going to go, but that's okay. I'm ready to wade into these waters. Part of the reason that people are blaming him for this is because there is a hesitation to blame Pickett after a win for not either looking Pickens way more or, you know, basically that, not looking Pickens way more. And I think people want to say, hey, Diontae dropped a ball on 3rd and 7 after they missed Freiermuth that would have been a first down, given them new life, maybe put more points on the board than they ended up putting on the board.
And that was an outright drop.
Yes,
that,
it
there's
was.
No
it was.
Defending
That's the
that.
Play, that's the play I would defend him or I would not defend him for. The ball was exactly where it was supposed to be. He went through his reads, and it got dropped. But, like, the rest of it I detect as more frustration overall that he is the one getting thrown to and not George Pickens, when I think almost everybody would agree that in terms of raw physical ability and potential, George Pickens has a lot more of it.
I think they've got to stop with this as long as he's getting open at the line of scrimmage or he's one-on-one. Diontae Johnson is open.
But doesn't that make sense in an offense where you're still trying to bring along a young quarterback to have him, hey, if that's your first read and he's open, get him the ball. I'm serious here.
No, I know. I mean, they did that with Steve Sims yesterday, too, and he can't keep his eye on the ball or he's running out of bounds on his own volition.
Like, I would think Mike Tomlin, I think if there's one person in town who's probably very pro throw it to Johnson a lot, it's Mike Tomlin, because guess what that does? Lowers the chances of a turnover.
Who?
That Tomlin says, hey, a short throw to Johnson has much less chance of being
picked
off.
But not if he's not well. But that's not true though, because he's fumbling the ball and
no,
he's having
picked off.
But he's had a ball, the ball that went off his hands, that Mitch Trubisky threw an interception on that might or might not have been part of their squabble at halftime of the Jets game. I mean, he's just been terribly unreliable. this year, which is supposed to be his number one, I think, contribution to the team. He's a reliable guy. Going to catch a lot of balls. He's not going to make the spectacular play.
He's going to present himself as open to you on a regular basis. The Mitch Trubisky pick was the Jets game, right?
It's just not a good situation,
Chris. Do you
want to
know what's odd about that play? That does not get credited to him by PFF as a
drop. Oh, wait, no, that was the New England game.
Okay, yeah.
My bad.
Well, that still doesn't get credited as a drop
really?
For him. Yeah, on PFF, the way they measure that, which is unusual. In fact, the New England game is his best-rated game of the year.
Okay, so let's get to the other part, and we'll have Jeff on. We'll see what the locker room conversation has been about the Steelers' wide receivers, including Pickens, in just a few minutes. All right, so what did you make of Tomlin at halftime? I think we have the audio here, and it's cleaned up. If it's not, I'll just have to dump it.
Just like if your wife was calling.
Well, she's banned.
Oh, sure.
Tomlin's not banned from coming on the station. He just probably doesn't want to talk to me. This is the
Fair.
Tomlin halftime thing that went viral.
Coach Tomlin, let's go for the win, man.
I love it. I don't.
Hey, Tomlin, let's go for the win. Hey, I'm effing working.
No, I think he said man, which makes it even funnier, like exasperate. Man!
Okay, your thoughts?
I have no issue with it whatsoever. These dudes are so keyed in during the games. I have zero problem with it. The guy's reaction on the video is extremely funny. I guess my thought on this is, if you're going to get mad at it and say how profane, how unbecoming you have been, you are somebody who is always looking for a reason to denigrate the guy. I don't care that it's profane. It's in like a private part of the stadium where like there are some elite suite holders who get access to that kind of area.
But this is a guy that's cheering him on. He's not
He's
a Falcons
in.
Fan.
He's locked in.
But okay, if you're locked in, don't you just blow the guy off and not say anything back? You just keep your head down looking at that sheet of paper that he had his notes.
Maybe he broke Tomlin's
going.
Maybe Tomlin was so surprised that the man put his hand out that he broke his concentration.
He didn't put his hand out. He was giving him a thumbs up.
That's putting your hand out to give you a
but
thumbs
he
up.
But he wasn't looking for an audit. Like if he's got a piece of paper and a pen and he's like, go for the win, Mike Tomlin. And he's like begging him for an autograph as the guy is going back out onto the field. I understand why he might be like, dude, what are you doing here? I don't have time to stop and chat or do something for you. I got a game to go win. But it was just a nice, friendly, hey, go get him.
The guy who got the FU did not take it personally.
Oh, no,
he thought it was funny.
I know he didn't, but my thing is, like, it costs you nothing to either ignore the guy or just be nice to the guy there. Why couldn't he just say, okay, man, like, gotcha, we're going to... Just smile at him. You don't even have to say anything.
He gave the guy a memory of a lifetime.
I just don't think he deserved that.
He gave him the memory of a lifetime. Oh, if he says, yeah, I said, hey, coach, go win the game. And he said, yeah, thanks. Nobody remembers that story. Now he gets to tell the story that Tomlin said to him, man, I'm bleeping working.
And he's forever viral.
I just don't. Well, okay, but I don't think that's what Tomlin was going for. Let me create a viral moment for this dude.
Well, whether he was going for it or not, he made one anyway.
I don't think the guy was being obtrusive at all. I don't think he was doing anything.
I don't think he was either, but Tomlin was pretty clearly locked in on the task at hand is the point here.
That's one of those things where that's one of the personality traits or ticks about Bill Belichick that I don't like. I just think Belichick doesn't come off like a human being too many times. Like even after games where he loses big games and he just can't bring himself.
But I think people lauded him for that and like chuckled at it as long as he was winning.
Well, even as a guy that thinks he's the greatest coach of all time, the way he's lost games and come off as a poor sport has always bothered me.
Does it bother you when Brady refuses to shake hands with
people?
Yeah, it does.
Same thing.
Okay.
Same thing.
I don't know.
Like,
just be a
regular Tomlin. I think
isn't this kind of being a real dude in that moment?
I think it's the opposite of being a real dude. I think a real dude is like, all right, bro, we're going to go win this game, yeah. Like, if the guy was a Falcons fan and he was decked out in Falcons gear and he was, like, you know, talking trash and Tomlin hit him with that, I would completely get it. But this person was imploring him to go win the game. He was cheering him on, and he's like, get out of my face, I'm effing working.
I don't know. For some reason, the tone of what he said, it just made me laugh.
I don't think Tomlin intended it to be a joke. I think he was dead-ass serious.
So do I. So do I. I think he was serious, too. It still made me laugh. And then his kid got in on it and said, yeah, I've learned this lesson
Who's
the hard
kid?
Way.
The guy that
Dino Tomlin tweeted out, yeah, I've learned this one the hard way, too. Don't get in dad's way when he's coaching.
I also think there's 31 other guys in the NFL that probably saw that and said, man, I really wish I was the guy that did that to somebody.
The only thing that makes me believe that he would have that kind of reaction is because of like the way some of these new stadiums give access to fans. I almost feel like he thinks it's BS that a fan can be in that area. You know what I mean? Like if you look at that video, you can see that there's even like a VIP.
Yeah, it's like one of the
section.
It's like with the Penguins, you can watch the Penguins walk out from the Sweet 66 or whatever. It's the same thing. And every the Vikings have it, the Cowboys I think have it. Like a lot
let
of these new
you,
big stadiums
let me,
have it.
Let me ask you a question. Because yeah, even at like Steelers games at Acrisure Stadium, there's an area where if you're like that club that's now in the closed-in end zone, like you can look down into where the guys are in the tunnel before they go onto the field.
Correct.
If he did that to someone who you could tell was a Steelers fan and was in Steelers gear, would you have a different opinion on this? Because I think his boss would. I think Rooney would.
No, I wouldn't.
I think if it's someone that looks like it's a Steelers fan, it's Donnie in his jersey. And he's like, let's go, Mike, get us a win. And he goes, buzz off, I'm effing working. I
don't think Art would care.
Really?
No.
To the paying customer, man?
No, I don't.
But if a player did that, I think the owner of the team would be mad.
Well, haven't you said many times you think Art kind of lets Mike do what he wants to do?
I do, but I think if a player did that to a paying customer, the owner of the team would be ticked off.
Yeah, but you asked me if I thought he'd be ticked and
so
do something if the coach
did it. But why does Tomlin get
I think he holds
leeway.
The coach above every single player that's currently on that roster. And I think he probably in some ways held him above everyone when Ben was here.
I kind of think it's what the NFL has claimed that it believes in, and obviously with the way that it's disciplined people, it's not. That they hold coaches and front office and owners to a higher standard than they do players, which they clearly don't. Like, I would think you'd
want... Do you think he'll get any discipline for this? Like a fine for saying a naughty word?
No, but if I were at his press conference tomorrow...
Hey, Mike, why did you have to swear at the guy?
I would ask him about it. And you can ask it in a way where it's not like a confrontational interrogative question.
Hey, Mike, what would your thoughts be if somebody, you know, how focused would you say you are at halftime of games when you're walking down
the
tunnel?
What if that's a kid who does it? Do you have a different opinion?
I do not think Mike Tomlin cusses at a kid, at an obvious like 10-year-old
kid. I would
kid.
Agree with
I
that.
I do not think he does that. I think he sees an adult male giving him a big cheese ball thumbs up and says, you know what, enough of this.
Coach Tomlin. Let's go for the win, man.
I don't know why. I can't do anything but
I mean,
laugh.
I think it's funny, but I
can't.
But I don't think the optics of it are good for a coach. I just don't.
I have so far, by and large, seen Steelers fans, I think from what I can tell, there have been people saying that's a really bad look, but more often it's been people laughing at it, just having that like visceral laughing reaction, which is good, because I think if, like, in the old days, if somehow Bill Cowher was coaching right now and this happened and he, like, spit at the guy's direction, hey, not now, I'm working.
Well, I'm going to say
you'd get the exact same
thing
from people.
Well, but I know the game is in Atlanta, and Steelers fans pretty much took over that stadium.
They did.
But I do think he would be catching a lot more hell if he did it here.
Do you think
it was a Steelers fan.
Do you think he thought it might be a sarcastic Falcons fan?
Yeah, I think that's possible.
Just some guy who's there. Hey, Coach Tomlin, go get that win, buddy. Make those adjustments.
But if you look at the way he looks up, I think he's like blindsided and taken aback that a fan even has access to that area.
I agree with that. And if he obviously is not that familiar with that stadium, I could see where he'd be almost surprised and just react.
Coach Tomlin, let's go for the win, man.
I don't know why. It's just so funny to hear that.
The other thing is that's kind of like ironic is So someone sent me that tweet, and then I clicked on the guy who sent it out, and he's a Mexican-American. A lot of his tweets before being at the Steelers game were actually about Mexico's World Cup run in Spanish.
Did you pick anything up?
I did not. But the irony is the Steelers, I don't know if you saw this on TV.
They had a watch party
in
Mexico City. I know.
Gigantic party in Mexico. So here's a guy that quite possibly, you know, became a Steelers fan in Mexico, and the Steelers are trying to, like, build
this is the moment.
This huge fan base, and here's a Mexican-American Steelers fan who has this brush-in and run-in with Tomlin and just gets destroyed.
But
for
I,
it.
Again, I will tell you, whether it doesn't exonerate him, if you're somebody out there that thinks it's not a great look, he has created for that man a unique memory for life. A lot of people can say, I met Mike Tomlin, I shook his hand, or whatever, I said, hi, coach. How many people can say Mike Tomlin dropped an F-bomb in my direction?
Someone tweeted into the show, or texted into the show, excuse me, and mentioned, do you think Tomlin was ticked off that the guy he could tell was using his phone? That he was like,
what if he saw
the whole thing?
What if he saw the phone and decided, I'll give him a viral memory?
Like, you have no right to be down here.
No, he just said, screw it. I'll just, like, let my hair down for 1 second.
Coach Tomlin, let's go for the win, man.
Let's go for the win. It's like,
I love it.
I'm going to give him,
I love it,
like, the most encouraging thing.
Tomlin, you're the man. Hey, screw off, buddy.
You know what, though? If you actually think about it like this, I know you don't want to get on Tomlin, but just for a second, try to put it in our, like, in the context of what we do. If we were out on a remote and we were in the middle of a segment or coming back from a segment and somebody came up to us and said, hey, love the show, guys, and that's what we did, and someone videotaped it and posted it, you know how much trouble we'd get in?
Correct.
We'd get absolutely destroyed for that by our bosses.
Yes, we would. I still don't know if Art Rooney will follow in suit. I will say, though, I have had situations that are not quite similar insofar as people have come up at, like, on-location shows, and this guy wasn't being obtrusive. He just, hey, let's go for the win. But I have had people come up, and they clearly don't realize or think
we're on the air.
Well, no, or they think that we can just go off the air to talk to them, and they get, not pushy, but they continue to kind of linger there and get agitated.
Sure.
And then there is a part of me that's like, all right, go away now. Like, we'll just wait over there for 5 minutes.
Like, I think if Big Ben was walking out there to start the second half and some guy said, hey, Big Ben, go get him, buddy, and he said, hey, go F yourself, you'd be like, what a douche. You absolutely would have that reaction.
Well, I hold players to a much different standard. They're much more like men of the people.
You'd be like, what a D-bag this guy is.
I'm just now thinking of famous Steelers situations that could be redone with, man, I'm effing working. Hey,
Coach
Mean
Stone
Joe,
win.
Catch.
Let's go for the win, man.
Man, I'm effing working.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine the Mean Joe commercial?
Just tells the kid to piss off.
Guess what?
Hey, little punk, you're not supposed to be here. Get the hell out of my way.
I'm going to make a prediction. I do think there's a chance he apologizes for it tomorrow.
You think he opens his remarks by saying, I was caught on video?
He's done that before with stuff.
But that's more like him. Well, did he apologize for the Jacoby Jones kick return thing?
Yeah, he did. Well, he explained himself and what happened.
What
and
is the last time you can remember like him levying an apology for something that he did that like he felt was below the line in Tomlin terms?
That's a good question. Like where he took personal responsibility for something.
This would be a pretty unique one where he'd have to say, hey, I know the cameras caught me doing X, Y, or Z.
No, but he's done stuff where he's wanted to respond to things that were out there, whether it was getting caught on tape with AB. I think when Bradshaw called him a cheerleader, I don't even think a question had to get asked. He wanted to address it on his own. He has done that before.
What if he sends the guy a video on Twitter saying, hey, so-and-so, this is Mike T. Sorry, I told you to go.
I mean, really what the Steelers should do is fly the guy up for a game and have him take a picture with Tomlin like way before a game or something.
Okay, if they take a picture and Tomlin goes, man, and the caption is, man, we're effing working.
That would be great. Like, that's really their social media team.
They should be working
on something like that
I do know a guy that works with the Steelers social team.
I'm just saying, you fly him up.
I might throw that idea out there to him.
You fly him and one guest up for a game. You make sure Tomlin meets them well before the game, and you take a picture where they're all smiling, and there's a nice little exchange, and then you caption it, man, we're effing working. You bring the house down immediately.
I agree.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fan Hotline is presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. One of the big stories that is ongoing right now is Brian Reynolds at baseball's winter meetings in San Diego. Reynolds wants out of Pittsburgh, demands a trade. Opinions pouring in from San Diego. Pirates insider Jason Mackey, former GMs on MLB Network, probably the most respected MLB insider, the Adam Schefter of the sport, just took the Pirates to task on what's going on. So we'll give you the latest on that coming up in a few minutes. Right now it's time for the Hawk Report with award-winning Steelers insider Jeff Hathorn, brought to you by Voke. Voke Energy, clear thinking, mental focus, and good mood. All right, Jeff, you were in the locker room today. What was the reaction there to what happened on the sidelines with George Pickens in yesterday's game?
Well, let's just put it this way. If the three of you were in the Steelers locker room, that would make more than the Steelers that we saw today. So a little inside on Victory Monday, they don't have to necessarily be in there. But I can tell you, you know, a big part of what played into what we saw from George Pickens was him going back home. It was the, you know, talk to my boys, you know, guys from Georgia, guys from my hometown. They were either in attendance or watching the game. And that led up to some of his frustration in that game yesterday, was just the expectation of being able to show his buddies, you know, what he could do.
Jeff, do you think his frustrations were directed to any one person or group of people in particular? Coaches, his quarterback, anything like that?
No, because I can tell you that because, you know, from people that were there and saw the sidelines, he didn't go up to anybody. Like, AB may have gone up to the quarterback's coach or whoever was signaling plays in, or to Ben or to whomever, and voiced his opinion. It was an overall frustration of he wanted to be more a part of that game. And I'm not going to go into, man, this guy's off the rails. He's still early in his career. These are things that all players have to deal with. I just think his expectations were bigger, especially considering where he was playing yesterday.
Okay, so it sounds like Jeff Hathorn being in that locker room, he's not looking at this as a bad thing or something that has...
No, and guys, I think more the focus was, you know, hey, we finally stacked wins. It was more about that, and it's an easy turn because it's Baltimore week. It's not Atlanta. It's not a Carolina. This is your chief division rival, and you know, as silly as it might sound for a lot of us, in their mind, you know, if you're in that room, you're thinking, get this game, get right back in this hunt, and get an opportunity.
Oh, no.
To do what they all want.
Don't get back into the hunt. They already are in the hunt, according to CBS Sports and Sunday Night Football. They were on both graphics yesterday. They are in the hunt, Jeff.
Yeah.
When
they get back to 500, they're in the hunt.
They're sitting in their truck on the side of the interstate, Jeff, in like Crescent, Pennsylvania, while their buddies are actually in the woods hunting. That's about how in the hunt they are.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Sure.
No Lamar Jackson, Tyler Huntley at quarterback Sunday. Do the Steelers beat the Ravens at home?
So here's the thing, and I'm doing a story for tomorrow on this. You know, the Steelers have done really well against Lamar. 1-2 is he in his career with six interceptions against the Steelers. Backup quarterbacks have had as much, if not more, success or other quarterbacks than Lamar Jackson for the Ravens. So if Tyler Huntley's in there, I do like the Steelers' chances.
Okay.
However, Tyler Huntley took the Steelers to overtime.
He did. He still lost.
And nearly won that game.
Okay, so
I don't think it's a slam dunk.
Am I hearing a win or a loss from Jeff?
I think if Lamar doesn't play, I think it looks good for the Steelers at home.
So now they're 6-7 at Carolina.
It would look like a win.
7-7. Here we go. Now we're in the hunt for even on Jeff's terms.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Now we're in Jeff Hathorn's little world of in the hunt. 7-7. Okay.
500.
Next game.
500.
Immaculate Reception anniversary at home against Vegas. Win or loss?
Opportunity to win, yes.
8-7, says Jeff.
Loss.
Oh, Chris, you're not playing the game right now. It's Jeff.
He said opportunity to win.
Well, Jeff has to pick
win
or loss.
It's also an opportunity to lose.
Jeff, you got to pick one.
Carr scares me and what he might be able to do, but I'll just say for the sake of this, sake of where we're going here, I'll say win.
8-7 at Baltimore.
Loss.
Loss 8-8. The Browns week 19 at home. Week 18 at home. Thank you.
I guess I need to see some more of Deshaun, but I'll say win.
9-8.
Does that get him to the playoffs, Jeff?
That gets him in the hunt.
Are they just
merely
sniffing around?
That gets them in the friggin' hunt. They're going to be right there hunting around,
Melzy. But that does not make them a Super Bowl contender.
They'd be better served to lose out and get a high draft pick.
All right, don't rain on our parade here. They're in the hunt, okay?
Listen, you know what I love? I love the way Kenny's improved. I love the way the line has improved. I love the way Najee's running. And I think a big part of that is because that offensive line is coming together. Like, that stuff is what I'm excited about more than just, you know, winning two in a row. Because what this year is about, to me, is about those improvements. It's about rebuilding and setting yourself up and seeing that, you know what, Kenny Pickett has tangibles to go with those intangibles. And that's what I'm excited about with this team.
Do you think Mike Tomlin will address telling that fan that he was effing working at tomorrow's press conference?
Oh. I think he'll be asked about it. I don't think he's going to come out and say it. I think he'll be prepared with some.
Will his answer use the phrase "we are singularly focused on football" at that time?
I think something along that line of like, "Hey, you know, I'm in the middle of a game. I'm thinking about whatever." And
do you think he'll apologize?
You know, I don't know if he'll use the word "I'm sorry." I think he might explain why he said what he said. I don't know if he would say, listen, Mike, this is why I could never see him in TV. Like, he's not about any of that stuff. He probably, as a lot of guys do, hate these inside looks that these fans are getting now, these behind the curtain, especially during games. I just think that was just an honest reaction from him of like, man, what are these fans doing here? I've got work to do.
What if the fan had just said, Coach Tomlin, I like you, love ball?
I think you would have said the same thing.
Coach Tomlin, if you've got red paint, you paint your barn red.
I think, honestly, if he wouldn't have recognized it, could have been a former player, and he would have said the same thing because his mind is just, you know, he's so into football that I just don't think he has time for any of that stuff.
Jeff Hathorn, he'll be at Tomlin's press conference tomorrow. We'll have it live on The Fan at noon. And check out Jeff's report on the Steelers back in the hunt at 937thefan.com. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
9-8 from Jeff. And the Tomlin streak lives on.
Now, if they go 9-8, will you give him credit for rallying them back, even if they don't make the playoffs?
That's a good question. Do you want the answer now, or would you like to make that a bigger topic later in the week?
What if I just said I want the answer right now? Screw the rest of the week.
I'll answer. I'll give him credit.
No. I want it in the... But now you just ruined a topic for later in the week.
But you don't know how much credit.
Oh,
so and maybe I'll be giving someone else more.
Oh, yes. I can't imagine who that would be. Mitch Trubisky, perhaps?
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Personally, I think they should look to move him because I do think he's a valuable asset in a game that has no center fielders right now. And I'm not sure when their plan really hits, if he will still be in a position where he's impacting them the way he could impact them right now in the number of talent, much talent he can get back and all the roles that that talent may fill.
That's former Rockies GM Dan O'Dowd on MLB Network just a little while ago, talking about what has now become a big story at baseball's winter meetings. Brian Reynolds demanded a trade over the weekend. Ken Rosenthal, who is the biggest insider in baseball and is known for wearing his bow ties on TV, just blew up the Pirates in a column about this that was posted to the Athletics website last night. The Pirates should trade Brian Reynolds, and not simply because he wants to be liberated from their miserly ways. They should trade him because they cannot agree with him on an extension. They should trade him because they will not spend enough to build around him. And they should trade him because his value from this point will only decline. Chris, this is one of those rare situations in sports, but we know this full well because of the dynamics of baseball and the owner's reputation in this town. 99% of the time, when a player says, I'm done with the city, I'm done with the team, get me out of here, he gets ripped for it. And this is the one instance where he gets applauded because of the Pirate situation.
I haven't seen anybody really go after him at all for this. I've been like actually almost trying to look to see if there are people criticizing Reynolds. I haven't found like one credible one.
Here is Jason Mackey, Pirates insider, who broke the story today on why Reynolds wants out.
Reynolds wants paid what he's worth. Doesn't feel like he's going to get that in Pittsburgh. I do give the Pirates credit. They made a pretty decent offer to him. It isn't what he wanted or what his camp wants. Like, I don't think there's a lot of faith that the Pirates are going to play winning baseball there, at least as far as his camp goes. I don't know if I completely agree with that. I do think they're in a decent direction and basically daring the Pirates to either keep a somewhat unhappy player on their roster or make a move now where a lot of teams are going to be interested.
Pretty decent is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that answer. Pretty decent offer.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of language I use if, like, my wife is away for the day and the boys have just run me ragged, and she goes, how was your day? Oh, pretty decent day had with the kids. Yeah, no, pretty decent, honey.
If the player thinks the team is rudderless and directionless and not serious about winning, and you make him an okay offer, what reason does he have to accept it? There is none. He doesn't.
What if you make him an offer that is pretty clearly not okay? That decent is doing too much work there. What if it ends up being that, an offer that he finds to be a slap in the face?
Well, but if you are a winning organization, you can probably afford to do that. You know, if you're a team that's done a lot of winning, you can think to yourself, okay, we've won before you, we've won with you, we'll probably win after you, take it or leave it kind of thing.
The Steelers in a capped sport do that all the time.
Yeah.
They choose but when and where they're going to allocate
Brian Reynolds,
big dollars.
Don't you think for him, as a competitive person, it would have to be almost a contract that was too good to be true or impossible
overpay.
To say no to want to stay here?
They'd have to overpay with a massive premium to the tune of, like, say it was a five-year deal. He's 27. Say it was 5 years. If they were going to pay him $25 million a year for that time.
Which no way they did that.
No, I understand that, and I agree. There's no way they did it. But, like, he's a very good player. But he's not a $25 million a year player. You agree?
Yes.
Yes, but it's,
I do.
But baseball salaries are creeping up such that, like, you're starting to get close to that. But he's not a $25 million.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.